Archaeology Day hike held at Fort Bayard. To celebrate National Archaeology Day, Marilyn Markle of the Grant County Archaeological Society took a group of about a dozen hikers on the Dragonfly Trail Sunday morning. Along the way, the participants stopped at a Civilian Conservation Corps check dam built in the 1930s. Although some had washed away, large parts of it remain intact. Also visited were the ruins of a Membris Pueblo, where several of the hikers spotted tiny pottery shards. The main destination was the dragonfly petroglyphs found along Twin Sisters Creek, and photos are posted at Grant County Beat. PEO chapters raise money for scholarships. Silver City PEO chapters held a purse auction fundraiser to raise money for scholarships for women of any age to further their education. The proceeds went to the PEO Foundation in Nancy Champlin's name. Champlin is serving as the state PEO president. And PEO, as I understand, is an acronym for Presbyterian Educational Organization. Acknowledgement went to members of the Deming chapter who were in attendance and suggested the idea to the Silver City chapter. In addition to selling tickets to the purse auction and auctioning off the purses filled with goodies, other fundraising activities included many items on the silent auction tables, as well as the annual pecan sales. Great Lakes Airlines announces new schedule into and out of Silver City. Note that there's a change of destination. As of December 1st, there will be no flights to or from Albuquerque, and there will be flights to Phoenix, Arizona. So the new schedule is such that the flights originate in Phoenix, fly to Silver City, and then return. So the departure times from Phoenix are 7:30 a.m., 1:30 p.m., and 4:30 p.m. The return flights to Phoenix are 8:45 a.m., 2:45 p.m., and 5:45 p.m. So once again, it would leave Phoenix at 7:30 a.m., it would return to Phoenix at 8:45 a.m., it would leave Phoenix at 1:30 p.m., return to Phoenix at 2:45 p.m., and leave Phoenix at 4:30 p.m., and return to Phoenix at 5:45 p.m. So just about an hour on the flight and some time for the turnaround. And the schedules are posted at the Grant County Beat as well as here on gmcr.org. Clarification number two on voter convenience centers. On Election Day, any registered voter in Grant County will receive a ballot reflecting the precinct in which he or she is registered at six of the convenience centers, those in Silver City, the Woman's Club, and the Grant County Business and Conference Center, as well as the Tyrone Community Center, the National Guard Armory, the Bayard Community Center, and Hurley Community Center that will be open that day. Farther out in the county, traditional sites for Election Day include Cliff School, Red Rock Church, Pinos Altos Volunteer Fire Department, Sapio Volunteer Fire Department, San Lorenzo Elementary School, Mule Creek Community Center, and Hachita Baptist Church. Marissa Castrillo, Bureau of Elections Manager at the Clerk's Office, gave an example. If someone is from Gila and is in Silver City shopping that day and cannot make it back to Cliff to vote, that person may vote at any of the six convenience centers and will receive a ballot printed on the computer reflecting that person's precinct. The outlying locations are not connected to the same computers as the ones in and around Silver City and in the Mining District locations, so those who live in the outlying districts will be voting a traditional ballot based on the precincts consolidated into that voting venue. Anyone from outside the precincts included in that polling place who votes at an outlying location will be provided a provisional ballot and will be able to vote only for those for whom he or she is eligible to vote by precinct location. Castrillo said, "Provisional ballots will be canvassed the morning of November 7th and will be counted." She also said safeguards are in place to prevent people from voting twice, whether they voted early, absentee, or try to vote twice on Election Day at two different locations. So there you have clarification number two on voter convenience centers. Gila San Francisco Water Commission members discuss regional water plan. The Gila San Francisco Water Commission met in regular session on the 16th of October. Gerald Schultz, representing the New Mexico Resource Conservation and Development Activities, asked what the status was on absenteeism from the commission meetings. Chairman Vance Lee said it had been taken care of since the last meeting, with letters sent out to those not attending. Under new business, Lee addressed the need for representation on the recovery team for the Spike Dace and Loach Minnow. He reported that Anthony Gutierrez, representing Grant County on the GSFWC, had been named to the team. Gutierrez reported the first meetings will be held October 29th in Springerville, Arizona, but he had no other details. The second item of new business was to discuss support of a regional water plan resolution. Tom Bates, vice chairman and representing Deming and Luna Soil and Water Conservation District, said in the members' packets should be a draft of the resolution to support state legislation allocating $400,000 to update the regional water plans for the 16 regions in the state. The resolution includes a recurring budget. Approval of the allocation would give the $400,000 to the Interstate Stream Commission to support the updates to four regional plans a year. Lee said he had received some interest for having GSFWC to head up the updating for its region. The resolution was approved. Under old business, Lee asked if anything new had come out of the ISC Input Committee that is reviewing projects to use the Arizona Water Settlements Act 14,000 annual average acre-feet of water from the Gila and San Francisco rivers and the $66 million up to $128 million. Gutierrez, who represents Grant County on the Input Committee, said the group had a meeting 2 weeks ago in Glenwood. We had a presentation from Catron County with the changes they want to make the project better, Gutierrez said. The ISC was receptive. They also requested an increase of funding for watershed treatment, but they thought the county could come up with additional funding from other sources. The next meeting of the Input Committee is in November. Billy Webb, representing the San Francisco Soil and Water Conservation District, who also attended the Input Committee meeting, said Catron County asked for changes because of the Whitewater Baldy fire this summer. Gutierrez said Catron County also introduced the concept of infiltration galleries because ash has sealed some of the ditches. The county proposed using infiltration galleries and pipelines to be used for irrigation. The funding is coming from the ISC, not the AWSA funding, Gutierrez clarified. The next GSFWC meeting is slated for 9 a.m. on Tuesday, the 20th of November, in Silver City at the Grant County Administration Center. This was an extensive meeting, and we suggest you visit Grant County Beat for the full article. And that concludes the News at Noon for the 22nd of October, 2012.